and the producer of that, and also Richard Curtis was the lead writer of this in America. So it was a really talented bunch. He left, not like what he was up in relative number of series, and he and Rowan and Richard then produced Blackadder, the first series of the Blackadder. And then after that, he created and devised and Spitting Image. So he's really is a comedy god. Then I sort of got to know him, you know, we had mutual friends, and he asked me to be in Blackadder 2, which I was in. So I've sort of known him well since those days. That was 1985, I think. And then we went through quite a lot of Blackadders. Then at some point, when would it have been? 2002, I suppose, or 2001, maybe. He took me out to lunch and gave me this idea for a show, which I think he already had the QI for it. About things just being so interesting. And maybe if you have a quiz show about the universe and history and people and things. And I particularly liked the idea, so I was beginning to get tired, as I'm sure we all are, really, of television's incessant interest in popular culture and pop music and actors and actresses and in politics. I loved the idea of a quiz show. It wasn't about the week's news, it wasn't about Jordan, whoever she is, and it wasn't about Big Brother, and it wasn't about any of those things. It was an absolute free zone from any of that. But nor was it self-consciously about art and things. It was just about anything that was quite interesting. It's such a small and silly remit. But the title came about because he would say something and someone would go, God, that's quite interesting. And you don't notice, you use the phrase a lot, right? Anyway, at the lunch, he said, what do you think? I said, well, gosh, I'd love to be involved, as long as I don't have to be the host. The idea of being a host was a miserable job, I think, possibly because I'd been on the news one. Have I got this view? Why don't I just get the title? I just want to call it something, anyway, else. And I always felt Angus looked rather harassed, and I thought it was much more fun being a guest. So I said, look, as long as I don't have to be the host. He said, no, that's fine. No, don't, you won't be the host. So that was agreed. And he called me up and said, BBC are interested, and we're going to do a pilot. Sorry, I can't find anybody to be the host. So for the pilot. Right, just for the pilot. So we did a pilot, and then about 3 weeks later, I thought I said it was really good news. The BBC love it. They want to do it as a series. I said, oh, hooray. He said, but on one condition. So I've been there. And actually, I don't know why I was so against it. It's really good fun.
You put it so absolutely, you know, intrinsic now in our kind of comedy life. I can't remember the very beginning. Was it always about you and Alan James?
It does somehow naturally emerge. There's enough for it to be clear that he should be on it every week, but that on the other hand, there was no one else who needed to be on it every week. He's very asymmetric in that respect. It's very odd to have one regular person, but it seems to work because, yeah, we do have this sort of natural rapport. It's quite hard to describe what it is, but sometimes schoolmaster
and
sadist and masochist. Exactly what it is.
I'm tempted after our chat before I had to go to the Royal Academy.